Hi, Alex here. Just want to give a big shout out to all of our patrons. TJ, Aiden McCarthy, Catherine H., Alon J. Stewart, Taylor Reed, Keelan Bowman, Kelly Barham, Teresa Alonzo, Jessica Wentz, DST, Jennifer Hunt, Olivia Parker, Alicia Andrus, Trevor Childers, Lindsay R., Summer Musgrove, Mitch Garrods, Diamantina Jenkins, Kat Crane, Elizabeth Pendragon, Jeff L., Patricia T., Lisa Sagasser, Cyan Inc., Cheryl TZ, Amare Charlebois, Greg Mack, Drunk Magpie, Chris Rugen, Claudia Park, Rose Lewis, Miranda, Professor Ampersand, SBE, Shauna Ann, Brenda McCallum, Elena Menicacci, Caddy Ellie, Molly Hutch, Dwarven Beardspores, Little Big Girl, Jay Winkler, Meg Higginbotham, Kelsey, Little Raggedon, Aileen Meek, Alan Nursall, Melanie Bouchard, Catherine Knox, Ursula Berger, Loren Hume, Christian O'Dell, Darren Boyle, Rebecca Pilon, Anne Kacharski, Christina Lamoureux, Emma Collins, Alexi G., Stephanie Smith, Sarah Dez, and Robin. Thank you so much for supporting us and the show.
I keep dreaming about blood. Not injuries or periods, but just blood. Waves of it crashing at my feet. It reminds me of that scene in The Shining when the elevator doors open. This unrelenting wave of red. The blood never stops coming. And I know, somehow, that it's not going to stop coming until we all drown.
This is every night, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think that dreams mean anything?
Yeah, I think that red will be the color dominating spring-summer runways.
You know what I mean.
I know. I don't think they mean anything other than the fact that we're screwed. Also, I got an email this morning.
What was in it?
A video from last month.
Of what?
Here. Do you know why you're here?
Because you're a goddamn bitch, that's why! Fuck you!
Oh, how rude! And you've bled all over my new rug.
You'll be dead before the Wayne and Gibbous!
Tell me, do you know what degloving is? But I'm not wearing any gloves, Claire, I imagine you saying. But don't worry. That won't be an issue here.
No!
The best part of life is learning something new every day. Like yesterday, I didn't know you could just strip pieces of someone's flesh from their bones like that, but here we are.
Wow, that was graphic.
Yeah.
Can you just give me one moment?
You okay?
Just a lot of gore at 7 a.m. makes me feel a little lightheaded.
Okay, come on, let's get up. I think I can hear Owen puttering around. Tea might help?
I hope so. Hey, what happened to that guy in the end?
Oh, I sent him home. But he's probably dead by now, if Lydia's had her way.
Yeah. Was there more in that video?
Oh, no. Just some dead air.
Yeah, honestly, even if there was, I don't think I could have handled it.
You guys want bacon?
No.
Okay.
All right. Let's get up and face the hellscape.
Oh, is that still on? Okay. I might as well do this now while the gear is up. Is there any blood on my face? Ah, whatever. Judith, sweetie, I'm putting this together in case I can't catch you before the big event. If you're seeing this, it means you found Owen. And you probably dug him up all by yourself. That's very brave of you. Was it a good arm workout? I was hoping to come see you in person, but since I can't, just know it's not because I don't care. Frankly, I care too much. I need you so much. I'm just making sure everything is ready for tonight. You're going to love it. Or, I don't know, you'll hate it, but whatever, that's not important. The important thing is, you're here, and we'll be together soon. Hope you and Owen can have some time together. That chance to share in a moment is so precious. I could never take it away from you two. Love you. Oh, that's all set up already? Good. Good, I can head down to see Judith and Owen off in person. Can you put this gear away? Thanks. Oh, this is just so much fun.
Yeah, I got band-aids. Our first aid cabinet is fully stocked again after the whole Valerian nightmare. Out of habit, I bought shampoo because I'm running low. Is that nuts? Well, like, if we all die, it's not like it's gonna make a difference, I guess. Yeah, I'll be back in like 10. Yeah, okay, sounds good. Bye.
I hope that shampoo doesn't have parabens in it.
Jesus Christ, Tabitha. Do you even know what parabens are?
No, I just avoid trash.
Why are you even here?
I just got back from a little work trip. Needed to pick a few things up. Like you're the only one who performs ablutions.
Well, either kill me here on the street or fuck right off.
Hang on. Oh, does that hurt? Oh, I hate to say it, but your stigmata is in the wrong place for such a martyr.
I will make a scene. So if you
If you cry out, I'll drag you inside that bakery over there and burn the whole place down with you and everyone else in it.
Fine. What do you want?
Let's go for a little walk. It's nice out, right? A little cool, but that'll be fixed soon enough.
Let go.
Isn't this whole thing a blast?
Oh, yeah, absolute roller coaster. Let go.
Sure, just hang on a second.
Sapporo.
Ugh, take your butt back. Gross.
Come on, don't use my shirt. That is incredibly unhygienic.
You're the nasty one. Blood should be inside your body until it's needed.
Where are we? What is this?
Just a little space I go to when I need some privacy.
I didn't know you had access to this kind of power.
I've been loyal. I've been good. I've proven my worth. It comes with perks.
Do you get dental as well?
Shut up. I know I'm supposed to wait, but honestly, seeing you out alone, it's just too tempting to get the ball rolling. While the world is frozen, I can finally have some fun. Come here.
No.
Stay. Fuck. You cannot believe how much I'm going to enjoy this.
Enough. What the?
She's here, right now. Give me this satisfaction. Give this to me.
The wait will be worth it. The satisfaction will be mine.
What?
Mine!
Well, looks like you pissed off your boss. Shouldn't have touched her stuff, clearly.
You're running on borrowed time, you piece of shit.
Aren't we all? Better go back for your quarterly review or whatever. I bet Lydia's real forgiving of people messing with her plans.
Fuck you.
Give me back my stuff and get out of the way.
That took longer than expected.
Well, I can confirm that Tabitha's Lydia's right hand, so I guess they can bond over how much they hate us.
Seriously?
Yeah. Also, do we have any more gauze?
Oh, man, what happened?
Tabitha's feeling a little antsy, I guess. You know, there's something just so annoying about the fact that she kind of caused this injury, but not actually, and then she made it worse by grabbing my arm.
I think it's just reopened a bit. I'll re-bandage it.
Thank you. Where's Claire?
Upstairs, working. She ran up with a stack of books.
Hopefully she's got a lead, because I don't know what to do next. Plus, some upsetting news. Tabitha wanted to shred me right there, but apparently the wait will be worth it. I don't know what that means, but it's clearly not good.
Did she say that?
No, Lydia made a little appearance as well.
Yeah, definitely not good.
Can I be a little gossipy?
Go for it.
I looked up Adam's socials to see how he's doing, because I'm curious.
Nosy.
Same thing, but anyway, a couple days ago, his place burned down. He's fine, but
oh boy.
Yeah. I don't think you could outrun it. He tried, but...
Yeah.
I don't know what's the worst idea, trying to run away or facing it head on. Ow!
Sorry. I know things are tough, but I'm still glad he's not here.
Yeah, might as well try to look on the bright side. Huh, just kidding. It's flames!
Well, your arm is patched up again. Don't mess with it.
I wasn't planning to. Everyone else, though, that's a different story.
Did I overhear correctly that Tabitha accosted you?
Yep.
Lydia's not going to like that.
Well, that sounds like a them problem. Please tell me you have good news.
I have news. Options for us, most of them bad.
All right. Okay. You're going to have to explain this. So you found... Okay, this ritual here would involve submerging Lydia in holy water?
Yeah, but not holy water as we know it. It would have to be blessed by a priest from a sect that doesn't exist anymore.
All right, that's useless. Although it would have been pretty funny if we could have, like, tricked her into a dunk tank. Okay, this one is... No, that involves the blood from horseshoe crabs? That's, like, the most expensive liquid on Earth. Okay. This one just involves bewitching hundreds of birds to tear her apart.
I mean, it's cool, but I don't think we could pull it off.
And these ones?
All at best an unlikely maybe.
Okay, so we've got magic knives. And this one that's marked involves something in a jar? Is that what you've got going on the stove?
Yeah, I'm cooking something up that might at least weaken her further. Or just make her really greasy. We'll see. I also found some references that say we can stop her with iron. So there's a box of nails in the garage. I think some of them are iron. Why don't we load up the bat and just start swinging?
Ooh, I want that one.
Fine.
I see the post-it notes back, the blood of the first one.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
The first two knock can close. So, like, mini, I guess?
The blood that began things, in a sense. The idea is that the first person to lead you on this road is the one who can stop the whole process, but it's a tough one. It's a sacrifice. The first gives themselves over to stop what they began.
Okay, but, problem. She's very dead. Like, even if we found her corpse, it's gonna be bloodless. Like, I think most of it ended up in those jars.
Yeah, and the rest of her was cremated. Hmm. I don't know how that would work. It also doesn't specify what first even means. So what is first blood? It could mean several different things.
Such as?
Could be Lydia's blood, Dana's, mine.
Bad, dead, and not offering you up for that, thanks.
Jude, you gotta get ready for some options that aren't ideal.
Literally no options are ideal right now.
Okay, fine. But if I can stop this somehow, I'm going to stop it.
It's not going to come to that.
It might.
It won't, Claire. It can't.
It's not about what you or I want. It's not about what any of us want. This is about the world turning to fire. This is literally about preventing the coming of a demonic age of hell on Earth. If there's a chance that I can stop this somehow, I have to take it. We do, okay? So even if that means my blood is the one that spills. I love you, Jude, and I want you to be okay. Why can't you see that?
I see that. Of course I do. But you just... Claire, this is your life. As far as I know, you only get one, non-consensual possession notwithstanding. I don't know. Is this some sort of manifestation of your guilt? Is it really so unreasonable of me to not want to see you get hurt? Or... killed?
We've both already been hurt over and over and over again. Do I have guilt? Yes, of course I do. It honestly eats away at me piece by piece, but that's neither here nor there right now. I want this to be done. I want to escape from this.
I do too. I just don't know how to handle your newfound death wish. I just wish there was a way that we could get in front of Lydia and just face off with her and end this shit. Just end it now. I just don't know how to do that.
Give me your phone.
Why?
You have a number I need.
Okay.
Hey, Lydia. It's Claire.
No. Give me a back. Come on.
What are you waiting for? Come find us, you pitiful second-rate brat. You couldn't take us on if you had a guidebook.
Claire, what the hell are you doing?
Show your face, loser. Okay, bye.
What was that?
We need her to move. We need her to get in front of us sooner rather than later. We need her to slip up.
Oh, jeez. Is she already calling back?
No, that's mine. Excuse me. Hello? Yeah, hi. Could you? Okay. Okay, yeah, great.
Did you see who was calling?
Unlisted.
Right.
You cannot touch what is mine. I require this blood for my own goals. You do not step out of line. Do not test me. I am not here to put up with your insubordination. I will not be toyed with. Do you hear me?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we need to go on an errand.
What for?
Get your shoes on. I've got a couple notebooks.
Yeah. Do you want to explain what's happening first?
Can I explain in the car?
I am not getting in the car until you tell me what's up.
So you know how I found all that family history stuff that Minnie put together?
Yeah.
I think I found my birth mom. Minnie and Hugh found her at one point, and she's still out there.
What? How?
They tracked her down. They just kept scouring hospitals in the area, I think. There were enough people in their network that unless Dana got out of the country, she was always going to get found out. When she went into labor, they tracked her down, but she ran off with me before they could get to her. It seems like she took a bus up north and made it to Thunder Bay.
Oh my God. Did they find her again?
Yeah, Minnie must have at some point. There's a phone number written down. She clearly called it and took notes about where Dana was, but after that, Dana went off the grid. Never spoke to them again, as far as I know. I'm guessing they never told the authorities because they were able to have her declared dead. I don't know exactly what went down, but clearly Dana convinced them that I was either gone or dead or whatever because, at least for a little while, they let both of us go.
So how'd you find her?
I found a name she was using at one point, Barrett. I started digging around for Dana Barrett's, and I came across one that felt right. She moved back to Southern Ontario not long ago. I guess she felt safe enough to do so.
Yeah, maybe she knew her parents were dead, or dying, or that they just wouldn't bother her. So I'm guessing it's time to go say hi.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is she?
Jordan. It's near Balls Balls.
Well, it's a nice place. There's good hiking. Lots of wineries. Is there a chance we can go to a wine tasting afterwards?
No.
Right, stupid to even ask. Okay. I guess let's take a little road trip then.
Good. I don't want to do this alone.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You sure it's her?
Pretty sure.
All right. Let's do this. Owen?
What?
Get your coat. We're going on a mission. Things are getting weird.
It literally cannot get any weirder unless more people start coming back from the dead.
Yeah, you say that. So are we gonna go in?
Yeah, just give me a second.
All right. So I guess the plan is you go up there and knock, and if she's home, be like, "Hi, I'm your daughter. Can we talk about your blood?"
What? No. I called ahead. She knows we're coming.
Oh. Okay.
What, am I a maniac? Owen, don't you dare say anything.
Lips are zipped.
But, yep, we had a short phone call. But I guess I still have to come face to face with her.
How do you feel?
I don't know. I think if this was happening at a more normal point in my life, I'd have this wave of emotion pouring over me. But right now, everything is so bizarre that this just feels like I'm running an errand. Except, I guess I'm meeting my birth mom. I know I could have just grilled her on the phone, but I needed to see her. Ask her these things in person. I don't know. Maybe the emotions will hit me later. I don't really need them right now anyway.
Yeah, good point.
Shall we do this?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
Cute place.
It's quiet around here. Guess you didn't want neighbors.
Maybe you could inherit this house. Seems a lot more peaceful.
I don't think she'd appreciate that joke. Okay.
You're Claire.
Yeah, that's me.
It's odd. It's like seeing my younger self standing in front of me. Uncanny. Who are the other two?
Oh, these are friends of mine. Judith and Owen. They're helping with what I mentioned on the phone.
Yeah, hi. It's nice to meet you.
You two, your injuries. Is that they're doing?
Yep.
Yeah.
You learn anatomy early and well in a cult focusing on sacrifice. If that hadn't been staunched somehow, you would have bled out in approximately 8 minutes.
Yeah, well, I got him out in 5 and a half, and everything was on fire, so I get extra points for pulling that off.
Congratulations. You'd better come in. Weather looks like it's going to take a turn.
Thanks for letting us come by. I thought it would be useful to speak in person and also... You know, I wanted to meet you.
I assumed you'd have questions, but I feel like there are some pressing matters we should get to first before the tearful reunion or what have you.
Yeah, so, I guess can I ask you a few things about your past?
That's why you're here, isn't it? Take a seat. Water, tea, wine, I don't have much else to offer.
I think a wine is in order.
I'm good.
I'm driving again, aren't I?
Yes.
None for me, thanks.
I do some work for a winery nearby. Midday drinks aren't a normal thing for me, but, well, this isn't a normal day.
Yeah. I don't think anything has been normal since I,
set foot in the house?
Yeah.
It has that effect. Lots of other effects as well. Headaches, bad dreams, violent urges, inky discharge from tear ducts.
Yes to the first two, no to the last two.
Ah, be grateful. Those are unpleasant.
Maybe us sharing a bed was a bad idea.
You get used to it. So why don't we get to the heart of why you're here? You said the family is active again?
They're back in full force, and they're making a final play to manifest Moloch.
Wouldn't be the first time. How far along are they? If you keep them out of the house, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. About that.
We're past feeling like they aren't a threat and are now at DEFCON 2.
Have they attempted the opening? The anointing?
Yes.
And?
They succeeded.
With who? If it's not with you, then who? Did you let them into the house to do that? Did you listen to them? Do you support their cause?
No, God, of course not. I don't know how to explain this.
Can I?
Sure.
Alright. So, Minnie manipulated and then possessed Claire through some sort of blood magic, and then, in her new body, used Claire to gain some more followers through social media and wellness culture and maybe some sort of, like, horrifying mind-controlled juice? I don't know. And she started the ritual to open the gate, but another member jumped in at the last minute to disrupt the whole thing and took it upon herself to gain the power to bring Moloch to this plane of existence, and now she's on a full-on murder spree. Does that make sense?
Yes, although you could stand to work on your run-on sentences.
Sure, okay.
Either way, that's less than ideal. How far along is she? Has she begun the sacrificial rite?
She's almost completed it.
Like, we got maybe a day or two left.
Right. I can't help you.
God damn it. Please. Please, you must know something.
I walked away years ago. I am done with this, and now you bring this to my door.
So that's it? You're just going to leave us high and dry?
My advice to you is perhaps you should go spend some time with your loved ones, because there may not be much left.
Please, anything you tell us could help.
I've done my best to put all this, my past, the family, far, far behind me. Any information I have will be decades out of date, but I can try. I don't know if I have much to offer, though. Nothing you'll want to hear anyway. To start, tell me more about this person, the one who took on the Master's blessing.
Her name is Lydia. She's the daughter of a now-deceased member of the cult. She's angry because he was killed, and she seems to be taking this as an opportunity for revenge.
Was she the family's original choice?
No.
Who was?
I guess me, but I was still possessed at the time, so possessed me.
Do you know where this Lydia is?
No, she's been in hiding.
Has she established a right hand?
Yes.
You've let this go too far. I don't see many options forward.
We've been trying.
Not hard enough.
I'm sorry. So all you can offer is so long good luck?
Judith.
If you're not going to help us, then we can just go.
Have you attempted a scouring ritual?
What's that?
A scouring can be used as a kind of summoning. If you can find something, anything of hers, you perform a ritual to draw her out of hiding and to a particular place. I have texts that can help you. You can take them with you. Do you have access to a stilo knife?
I don't think so.
Horse blood?
Not handy.
Hemlock.
Can you even buy that legally?
We have silver knives sealed with our blood, if that helps.
It does, but your options are limited and your window to act is short. Find her, get a blade to her neck, and hope you pull this off in time. Brute force is your best option. You don't seem too adept with the lore.
I assure you, we have no idea what we're doing.
Any other advice?
I don't know. Do you have any other questions for me?
So, what else have you been up to?
I drifted. Got a university degree, fell in love, married, worked in horticulture, fell out of love, divorced, tried to move on, realized I made a mistake, moved on anyway, returned to Ontario, got into winemaking, and here I am. I live a small life, but it's mine, and mine alone.
Yeah. Do you know anything about my biological father?
We met when we were young. He was handsome, seemed kind, my parents approved. His name was Brian, but I'm sorry I don't remember his last name. He moved away before I could even tell him I was pregnant. Or perhaps he was taken away. With the family, you can never be sure. Either way, I never saw him again.
Do I have any siblings or anything?
No. I don't particularly care for children.
So you were never the fun friend aunt or anything, huh?
I was not.
Did you ever talk to your parents again?
Minnie called me once. It was while I was in Winnipeg for a brief time in the early 90s. I left for the Northwest Territories soon afterwards. It was a lot easier to hide in those days. I heard she had me declared legally dead. I was never the daughter she wanted, so I'm sure she relished killing me on paper. And I let her. I forged myself a new life.
Did you...
Yes?
Did you ever look for me?
Claire, you don't want me to answer that.
I guess I don't.
You know, I've thought about this moment for a long time. I need you to understand that I was young, and I was scared. I ran and I hid, tried to get as far away as I could with what little I had. I did what I had to in order to survive. I see the ways in which I failed you, and I am sorry for that. but I can't apologize for doing what I thought was right. I never wanted this for you. When it came to you, my only priority was getting both of us away from them. Look, I could barely protect myself, never mind a tiny baby. All I could offer you was the chance to leave the nightmare that awaited us both. But I failed. And for that, I am sorry. I thought I could outrun it, but you can't outrun a fire. Not one like this.
I understand, I do, but I wish I had known something, anything about this. I was completely ignorant, and if I had just known, I never would have set foot in that house.
Are you sure about that? Would you have believed me if I had found you one day and told you this fantastical story?
Well, maybe not, but...
Not to bring this back to the doom at hand, but we need to figure this out sooner rather than later. I'm really sorry. I know this is a reunion of sorts, but we gotta go.
I understand. The sentimentalities can wait. Can I speak to Claire for a moment? Alone?
Sure. Owen?
Yep.
What do they know?
About as much as I do.
You're lying.
What?
You're hiding something. There's a note on your book that speaks of the blood of the first. Do you know what that is?
Not really, but I keep hearing it. Why does everyone keep talking about it?
It's a failsafe. It's a way to cancel out what is happening. Only the one who knocks can close the door.
Yeah, but I wasn't the one who knocked.
Your friend said it herself. You may not have been in control of your body, but it was the one doing the work. And you carry the blood in you.
Blood? 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 It's always fucking blood.
Yes. It's a little overdone, but that's unimportant. All these things, the prose, the poetry, the fiery rage, it's window dressing. In the end, you could achieve the same outcomes humming nursery rhymes and writing slam poetry about the moon. It's all in the strength of the belief. And the problem is that these people believe, they believe in it so deeply that there's no escape. So much of this is nothing more than fashion, a way to make the rituals feel bigger, grander, more dangerous. You don't need robes or skulls. You could do this all in your living room. But the family's always loved theatricality, the art of performing a rite. It's like it makes it worth it. It's all very trite, truly. But it gives the uncreative a focal point. And in turn, because they have something to focus on, that's what gives it power. It's circular. They believe in the blood, therefore it is strong. So much of this family, this bloodline, yours and mine, is tied to this. In the end, you, the person in front of me, the body itself doesn't matter. It's just the blood in your veins. You could be anyone. But my mother, she started us on this path. She sent me down, and now she sent you down it, and that means we are all tainted by it, and it will live inside of us. The blood of the first is a blessing and a burden. It marks you. Most unfortunately, you carry that blood in you. This is your burden now, Claire.
Hang on. You carry this blood too. You could help.
You have taken this fight on, Claire, not me. I've made peace with my past.
Why can't we just stop Lydia? Rip her head off and be done with this.
Because the fire will live on. It will live on in you, and it will come back. It is endless. To truly stop things, the blood must spill. That is the closing of the door. The bloodline ends, the door slams shut.
No.
I'm sorry, Claire. I truly am.
Please, anything you can do to help.
I don't know what I can offer you, but I can't go back. I've spent my whole life running. I can't return to that place. I'm so sorry.
Dana, I... Wait, what smells like rosemary?
Hey, I think something weird is happening.
Damn it.
Was the stove even on?
No.
Oh, no.
Did you bring them here, Claire? Are you that careless?
No. Someone must have followed us, or... Fuck!
foolish. Sooner or later, the family always comes for its own. It's odd. I wonder why they've let you live this long.
Hey, the family hasn't let us do anything, and we've still made it this far.
They are apparently saving us for last.
That is a very bad sign.
No shit.
Come this way.
You don't need to protect us, Dana.
I'm not. I'm offering you a way out. I can't protect you, Claire. I would never claim to. Many years ago, I tried to, and clearly that was all for naught. I'm sorry. I wish I could have been more for you.
I'm sorry, too. I can't see them out the window, but...
I'd hoped that by leaving you behind, I would be safe, but I should have known that you'd find your way home.
Dana!
And now I get to pay for my mistakes.
Come with us. There's still time to run.
We're out of time. Just point me toward your car and maybe we'll get the chance to carry on this conversation. Claire, this is your inheritance. You were created to lead people to the fire.
Please don't say I'm destined for this.
Not destined, just created. Is a piece of bread destined to be part of a sandwich? You have the pedigree and you were born under the right sun. But I believe there is still choice. Make the right one.
Doesn't make me feel better.
It wasn't meant to. You will survive or you will burn. Those are your options.
Claire?
Claire, move it. Dana, I'm so sorry.
So am I.
Wait. Why is it quiet now?
Silence is more dangerous than calamity with these people.
What is that? I think the calamity is just as bad, Dana.
The rite of chains. Do you know how to break it?
No.
Give me that knife. This is my only gift to you. Use it well, or else you... The blood of the mother is the wall in which you cannot break. Go. Go.
You have to come with us.
Do you think if I pull my hand away from this wall that the counter magic would work? That is all that's holding them back. Blood wins out, Claire. I bore you into hell and you returned it to me. This is my only gift to you. You can run. And my only ask is that you end this. You have mere moments. You have to run.
Claire, come on.
Let me help. It is too late. You are the first who will be the last, the child of the fire. Your mother missed you, darling girl.
Oh, fuck. No.
This way, come on.
You bring these monsters to my home. Leave me to burn. You abandon a mother's love. Why did you have to come here? I fought so hard to free you. No, don't send me back. Honey, come home. Mother's waiting. Let us burn together.
No. Get away from her.
Don't you want a mother's love?
No.
What is happening? What have you done? What have you done?
You okay?
Nope. You?
Not one bit. I grabbed that book, though.
What book?
The one that Dana was talking about. The instructions for the scouring or whatever.
Cool.
Is this all we're destined to do? Have people die around us while we read old books and desperately try to fix things that can't be fixed?
No. Sometimes we cause people to die.
Don't.
What? If we hadn't gone there, then this wouldn't have happened.
We needed to try every option, and that was one.
Yes, and we watched a woman burn to death.
I know. Don't make this worse.
How could it possibly be any worse?
It just can. Maybe we're dead. Maybe this is already hell. We just have, like, barely any time left, and we're floundering. and I don't want to end this at each other's throats. There is enough stuff that'll be doing that.
Yeah. Is Claire still upstairs?
Yeah, I think she's still in the bath, but who knows? I don't know how we're supposed to keep doing this, Owen.
We have to. We don't have any other choice at this point, because if we don't, we're going to watch everyone we care about burn. Is that you?
Yeah, it's Lydia.
Heard you want to meet up. I tried to come find you, but you ran. Coward. Thanks for the body, though. Even the forgotten are still worth something to me. See you soon.
We are so screwed.
Parkdale Haunt is an original podcast created and written by Alex Nursall and Emily Kellogg. Directed and produced by Alex Nursall. Engineering and sound design by Ian Bodie. Theme music by Phil Wright. Recorded at Pirate Toronto. Distributed by the Rogers Frequency Podcast Network. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Parkdale Haunt. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/ParkdaleHaunt. Get merch at tpublic.com/user/ParkdaleHaunt. Link, transcripts, and more are available at ParkdaleHaunt.com. Featuring the voices of Alex Nursall, Emily Kellogg, Ian Bodie, Judith Thompson, Jocelyn Dotta, Amy Bowman, and Vanya Dracul.